A watershed moment for digital finance. Wow, that's a huge number, $17 billion in assets on the first day. This isn't just a blip on the radar. It's a seismic shift in how we think about money.
Absolutely. The launch of the ProShares IQ Money Market ETF, IQMM, isn't just about numbers. It's a signal that traditional finance is finally catching up to the digital world.
You're right. This isn't just a fund, it's a bridge between cash and crypto. The market's voting with its wallet, and it's saying, let's blend the old and the new.
Exactly. This moment marks a turning point where institutions are no longer resisting digital assets. They're integrating them into their systems, creating a hybrid model that's both regulated and innovative.
Beyond the headline numbers, but here's the thing. This isn't just about the $17 billion. It's about the bigger picture. The launch of IQMM came hand in hand with the Genius Act, a legislative step that's giving digital assets a fighting chance in the traditional financial world.
That's a game changer. The Act provides clarity for institutions, making it easier to adopt digital tools without sacrificing regulatory safeguards. It's like giving the market a roadmap.
And it's working. Institutional investors are flocking to this hybrid model because they see the potential. It's not just about returns. It's about control, transparency, and the future of money itself.
This isn't just a trend. It's a fundamental rethinking of how we manage liquidity and stability. The convergence of traditional and digital finance is here, and it's reshaping everything.
The case for tokenized money market funds, let's break it down. There are three key reasons why this shift is happening. First, efficiency and accessibility. Tokenization streamlines processes like settlement and custody, cutting costs and making the system faster.
Right. Traditional systems are slow and limited to business hours, but tokenized funds operate 24/7. It's like upgrading from a manual process to a digital one, smoother, cheaper, and more inclusive.
And it's not just for big institutions. Smaller players can now participate in global markets without the barriers of the past. It's democratizing finance in a way we've never seen before.
The second argument is programmability. Tokenized funds can be integrated into smart contracts, enabling things like automated rebalancing or yield optimization, features that are nearly impossible in traditional systems.
Imagine a fund that automatically allocates excess liquidity to high-yield opportunities or triggers actions based on market conditions. That's the power of programmable money.
And the third reason, competitive pressure. Yield-bearing stablecoins are stealing the spotlight, forcing traditional funds to innovate. Tokenization is their answer.
These stablecoins are offering returns that traditional funds can't match, and institutions are scrambling to stay relevant. Tokenized funds give them the tools to compete head-on.
The $17 billion inflow into IQMM isn't just a number. It's proof that the market is ready for this evolution.
Looking ahead, a blended financial future, this isn't the end of the story. The success of IQMM is just the beginning. We're seeing asset managers explore tokenized versions of treasuries, corporate bonds, and more. The lines between traditional and digital finance are blurring.
In the short term, tokenized money market funds will dominate as investors seek liquidity, stability, and yield. But in the long run, we're looking at a new era of financial products, like tokenized bonds with embedded smart contracts.
These innovations could revolutionize how capital is allocated and managed. It's not just about efficiency anymore. It's about creating a system that's transparent, automated, and globally accessible.
But this shift won't happen without regulation. As more institutions adopt tokenization, policymakers will need to address custody, settlement, and cross-border compliance.
The Genius Act has set the stage, but we'll need more frameworks to ensure consistency across jurisdictions. This regulatory evolution will be key to building trust.
Critical takeaways 1. The IQMM launch as a catalyst. This $17 billion inflow is a clear signal that tokenized assets are gaining traction in traditional finance.
2. Regulatory clarity and confidence. The Genius Act has given institutions the confidence to experiment with digital tools, bridging the gap between old and new.
3. Efficiency and programmability. Tokenization offers speed, 24/7 access, and the ability to automate financial processes, features that traditional systems can't match.
4. Competitive pressure and innovation. Yield-bearing stablecoins are pushing traditional funds to innovate, and tokenization is their answer to staying relevant.
5. A blended financial future. The future isn't a choice between traditional and digital. It's a synthesis of both, creating a more integrated and efficient system.
Tokenized funds are not just a trend. They're the blueprint for the next era of finance.
In conclusion, the launch of IQMM is more than a milestone. It's the opening chapter of a transformative era. As institutions embrace tokenization, the financial world is on the brink of a new, more connected future.